Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Well, hello and welcome and good evening. So happy to be here with you once again on Wednesday evening. This is Angel, your hostess for the evening in our adventure here on Blog Talk Radio. I apologize for missing you last week. I was brought down by the horrible flu that was going around, and I just could not get myself together for the show. So I am feeling better, and I am looking forward to connecting with you all this evening. Which is October 18th, 2017, halfway through the month of October, slowly creeping closer to Halloween. And this month has been a month filled with shocks and tragedies and pain and disaster and the things that challenge our soul. And I want everybody to take a moment to just be for a second and know that there's always a space in which to grieve and connect and be there for the people who are struggling, even if it is yourself. But you got to know that the divine spirit, God, the source of all that is there to support you. And all the energies and spirit that are there to support you are there as well, be it the angelic realm, be it your ancestral support system, be it your guides or the ascended masters or even those outside of that in the more broad celestial realm. So before we get started, I want to take a moment to create space, reach out to the angels and ask for clarity and ask for protection, ask for light and warmth and love for everyone. And before I get started with my message, I always want to start with a call, especially since I haven't been on in a couple weeks, just to get started, say hello to see who's out there. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I can breathe. I can sit. I'm not coughing. I'm feeling really good, which is awesome.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you so much. So you get to kick us off. You get to ask a question to kind of get us started, just to get the energy flowing. What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I had a job interview today.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, me too. And I'm also supposed to hear back from a recruiter next week, feedback about another position I applied for. So I'm wondering if you see me getting the job that I interviewed for today or something else is coming.
So the first thing I got was practice makes perfect, and that the interviewing process right now is about reigniting your confidence. There's an offer coming. You may get an offer for this job, but this is not the job that you're going to want. There's something else coming, and there's at least one, if not two more connections you're going to make. And it's the space that I see that you're in is kind of really kind of fun, because you've been focusing and you've been working and you've been kind of on a space to create this that has been very frustrating. And now it's like I can't get any traction is what I'm saying. I can't get this stuff forward. I'm just frustrated. And now things are going to come flying at you. You're going to get all these offers, and you're going to get lots of people wanting to talk to you, because now you're in a space of manifestation. So don't limit yourself the very first person to talk to, because you're not going to get just one opportunity. You're going to get more than one opportunity. speaker that you are.
How will I
Hello?
Know the right one?
No, that's a good question. That's a good question because when we're in a situation when we are trying to manifest and it's been tough and we have a need for a job or a need for whatever it is we're looking for, it can be confusing and we can often take the first one and it might not be the right one. The thing to do, Laura, is to remember your connection and allow your soul to shine through and confirm the job that you want. It's going to feel right. It's going to feel like your purpose is going to feel like it's time. And I know that sounds like it's not enough, but it's one of those things where you got to trust yourself and you're not in a trusting space because it's been hard. So,
I know.
So
Angel, do you pick up a timeline on
oh, gosh,
when
I'm
the right...
not seeing long. I'm not seeing long at all. You know, time is always difficult. You know, and I hesitate here on the radio because you'll say, oh, I see a month, and then a month goes by and people are upset. But there's a lot that affects time, right? But it doesn't feel like it's going to be long. I'm seeing weeks. They're saying weeks, very, very close. You're so close right now. It's almost like if they're saying, open your eyes, you can see it. That's the message that you're being given. It's right in front of you. It's very close. This phase is coming.
Okay.
You're so close. Can you feel how close you are to this phase ending? Because it's ending. This frustration is about to end. So do you feel that?
Oh, good. I really need this job. I really do. You have no idea.
I see it.
For a house.
Oh, I see it. I see it, and it's going to come. And it's going to come, and it's going to be an ideal scenario that's in terms of location and the type of place. It's going to be an ideal scenario, so be careful to make sure you're chewing on the offer and make sure that you're making the right choice because this is going to be your place for a while because you've made some commitments in your life and you need a job that you can be at for a minute or a little bit and you want a job that you can enjoy that's in your passion. So
Yeah. Continue
to apply. I keep seeing the one that you are going to choose, you haven't talked to yet. That's what I keep hearing.
Okay.
You haven't talked to them yet. So, but don't dismiss a good offer. Keep talking to people because you have to get the energy flowing. You're in a magical space right now. You can make anything happen that you want to have happen, but don't let the distraction of the disbelief or the concern or the panic or anything, don't let any of that take you. Because when you're in a manifestation phase, you can manifest anything that includes the negative. So make sure you focus on what there is to achieve, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much, Angel.
Thank you. God bless. So you have a fantastic evening.
Thank you, you too.
Okay,
good night.
Bye-bye. All right, that was really awesome. And that's my sound check. I like to do a sound check with a reading. There's no better way to start someone and give them some information and make sure my sound systems are all working. So my name is Angel, for those of you who just logged on, and I welcome you to my show. You may have noticed the name of the show kind of moves around a little bit depending upon what we're doing, and right now I'm calling it Connecting to Spirit because that's what we're doing, and I want to make sure that we're giving you all a process where you're connecting to Spirit. So before I do that, I want to take a moment to actually do that for a moment for all the people in our nation that are suffering from some of the distractions that have happened, be it in the fires here in California, our brothers and sisters in Las Vegas, and all the other things that are happening that are distracting from the peace of our community, joy and love with one another. And the best way to be at peace is to remember that the connection is always there. You can always connect to Spirit. Connecting to the divine, connecting to the goddess, connecting to whatever it is that you find inspirational for you, whatever it is that you believe in, making sure you take a moment every day to make that connection so that you can be at peace and send out the energy around you so the people around you will do the same. That's my message for all of you. You can find my website. Here before I take the next caller, and I will be taking a caller here in just a second. You can find me at bellydancingmedium.com. www.tetahealing.com. I am a spiritual medium and a soul journey shaman. I connect directly to spirit, whether I'm connecting with you through your guides or through your ancestors that may be around you, or connecting to the other ether presences that are out there around us, be they the angelic, the ancestral, or the ascended masters and the celestial energies that are out there. I am a conduit for you that they need. Use the tools that you've been given, that you've been blessed with by the divine, to get to the solutions that you want, because the divine desires us to be joyous and happy, abundant in all areas of our life. It is our birthright. It is the gift that was given to us, and it is the promise that is made to us. And my desire, my friend, is to help you get there. I'm going to take the next caller and see who's on the air. Who am I with?
Hi, Angel. This is Donna. Your voice seems to be going in and out, where you can hear it and you can't. Yeah,
well, I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, that's
now it seems okay.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I have a headset on, so I don't know why that's happening. Hopefully you guys have heard what I've said, and if you haven't heard what I've said, I'll try to repeat some of the stuff that I'm given to deliver to you, because I want you guys to get all the juicy bits on the bottom of the plate.
It sounds good now. I don't know if you did something different, but it sounds good now.
Let's move my head around a little bit. But what can I do for you, Donna?
Well, I wanted to know about my love life. Am I going to meet someone? And
love,
you know, I'd like to get married at some point in my life.
Married at some point in your life, okay?
Somewhere in there,
I want to get married. Oh my goodness, okay. So, love life is really an interesting question as I look here, because love is something that's available all the time. All you have to do is open up to it. And everybody says that, right? And you're surrounded by love. So the one thing that I'm seeing as I connect is I'm seeing that you have the ability to open up this opportunity very fast. You have completed everything that you wanted to complete. You've got all your kind of ducks in a row, and you're ready to move forward. Now you've got your hand out, and you're ready for the next phase. What you need to do is be specific, because you can manifest this. So one of the things you asked me is, you didn't ask, I want to be married at some point in my life before I leave the planet. And so I'm being asked to ask you to state a time somewhere between now and November 2018.
Mm-hmm.
State a time.
Okay.
And they will make it happen for this love to come. Don't make it too soon, because you want it to be the right person. So don't say like tomorrow, but give them a time to work with for you, and then start thinking about specifically what you want so you can manifest it. I see that you also need to start making yourself a little more social in the areas that you are really, really delighted by, whether it's cool metaphysical things that you do, or if it is kind of getting out and social mixers. They want you to get out in the areas and then the things and the hobbies and the stuff that you love to do, because this person that they're going to bring to you, they want to deliver the promise of a person who's going to share your passions and share your interests. So they want you to get out there. And then I see something about writing. So I don't know if that's a book club or what that is, but something around creativity and writing that you want to get engaged in. The time. Be specific now, because the last thing you want to do, Donna, is say, I want to get married before I die, and then you've got a lot of years left in you. And so you meet Mr. Right the day before you go, and then there you go. We don't want you to wait 30, 40, 50 years before you meet this person, right? So we want you to meet this person next month, or in December, or in January, or in February, so that you can start living your life. You've worked really hard to get where you are today. The only thing really missing, for the most part, is this heart connection. So it's time for the heart connection. So that's not an answer like you're going to meet this guy at the coffee shop at 12 o'clock on Tuesday the 14th. This is you're going to meet this person when you decide to meet this person. It's time for you to manifest them, because you're ready.
I could, Oh, because I'm ready. Yeah.
You are ready. You are ready. You have completed everything. It's like I literally see you, kind of like a like an OCD person lining everything up on the table, making sure everything is in the right place and everything is perfect before you step back and say it's done. You've done all that. And so now it's time for you to focus on this part. And you can't be like that with love. Love comes crazy. It comes sporadically. It comes, you have to be in emotion with love. And you don't get to be that organized. That's why it's so hard. You don't get to do all that stuff. So what you want to do is you want to manifest it. And you have the ability to do that because they being your spirit, I call it your cheer team is what I call it. They're there trying to bring this to you, but you can't see because you're so focused on it. Like you can't see, they say, the forest for the trees. So they want to bring it to you. So what gifts are, your gifts are manifesting. You can make anything happen if you put your mind to it. So they want you to focus on it that way. Treat this like you were trying to raise $5,000 for a project. Like you need to buy a car. Treat it like that. I need to have a relationship by February 18th, 2018. This is what it's going to look like, what the person's going to feel like. These are the things that the person's going to be into. This is the type of stuff that I'm going to expect in the relationship. And put that somewhere in your sacred space. We engage with it every day. Do the things in your social energy around the things that you love to do. And then let it go, and it'll come to you.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
And if you need a little help, there's nothing wrong with grabbing, like, some rose quartz, putting it in your sacred space. You can burn a candle from time to time. All that does is focus energy so that you can journaling. And whenever I work with somebody on relationship manifestation, I tell them, journal out. It's piece by piece. I manifested my husband. We just celebrated our 18th anniversary on Monday.
Oh, and congratulations.
Thank you. And I always tease him. It's like, I manifested you. You weren't real until I manifested you. And it's just writing down everything you want, what they look like, what they feel like, the things that they're interested in, how they treat you, how you wish to be treated is really important. Because this person comes to you and they're everything you want them to be on the surface, but they don't treat you right, then you're gonna end up having to compromise your relationship and to be in the relationship, and you don't want to do that, right?
Oh, no. No.
But if you want to be treated like a queen, write that down.
Yeah.
And make that your mission and make that your focus and then put it out there that you'll be able to bring somebody to you very quickly. Don't focus on when, focus on what. And trust that it's going to come to you. And be patient. That's the biggest message. It's coming. Take a deep breath and be patient. And I hope that was helpful.
Oh, very helpful. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you're feeling better. That flu can be an awful thing.
Oh, God, it was horrible. But it just makes you remember how the blessing of health is, because there's nothing like feeling like you can't do a dang thing for 2 days, and then you get up like, oh my God, that was horrible. What was it like 300 years ago when we didn't have NyQuil? Right? Like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm
goodness
glad you're
gracious
feeling better now.
Gracious. Thank you so much. God bless. Good luck. And let me know how it goes.
I want to be blessing
a wedding in 2018. That's what we're looking at, right?
Love that. Yeah, 2018. Okay.
All right.
Thank
take
you,
care. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was awesome. Awesome sauce, as I like to say. And, you know, the whole process of manifesting your desires in your life, whether it is a relationship, whether it is prosperity, whether it is a job, a tangible thing, a need, like a car, or a vacation, or, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to manifest, releasing some energies of some negative person in your life that has given you cause to be distracted. Concert tickets, maybe you're trying to manifest to go to a festival. It's really simple, and it's not magic. It's spirit magic, I guess one could call it. It is really engaging with spirit to give them access to support you in the way that they've been put here to support you. So think of it like this. You are going to a medical center, a medical collective, we'll call it, where you have access to all these different physicians and support systems and nurse practitioners and other practitioners that are there to take care of you, whether it's a cardiologist or anything like this. And you have access to all those individuals to help you with what it is that you need support with today. You go into the building and access them. They do some tests, and you get started with them, and you have no concerns, you have no fears, you don't have no hesitations when it comes time to deal with your medical needs. It's the same thing with your spiritual needs. And my goodness, we have them. We have them because we live all of our lives in doubt, fear, anger, revenge, darkness. All these things take us every day. All these things follow us like a shadow every day. And we have to live our lives through the filter of them as we work through each day. And it's unfortunate that this is part of who we are, but it's a blessing. It's like a catch-22 because who we are is beautiful. All the things, all the emotions, all the feelings, all the aspects of our psyche are what makes us such wonderful beings to be present on this planet. Found or nothing for you to be afraid of. But what there is to do is know when it's time to see the doctor. And that's what the spiritual connection is there for you. You've got the archangels. Archangel Michael is magnificent to come in and help you when you're in a state of fear. Whether it is just to comfort you, whether it is to shake loose something that's distracting you, whether it is to clear a space for you, if you feel like there's something there that is not supporting you. There's so much there to help us, guide us, support us, and yes, help us get to what it is that we desire. As long as what we're desiring is not hurting anyone, is not distracting anyone else's process, is not causing people to not have a freedom of choice, we're not bending their will in any way, shape, or form, are doing horrible things to people that would cause some sort of karmic debt, your spirit posse, your cheer team is going to be there to help you. And one of the things that I specialize in is helping people understand and learn how to tap into that because it's extremely, extremely helpful. I'm going to take another caller. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Good evening.
Hi. You're welcome. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
This is Tony.
Hi, Tony. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing good.
What's going on tonight, Tony?
Well, I've been single for a year and a half, and I wanted to see if there's change in my love life.
Well, it's just like the call that came through earlier. You know, it's about manifesting that love life, and that's been my message. And I'm gonna stand with that one with you as well because I'm getting a similar energy with you. It's like there's two perspectives here. There's I've been single and I want to know when someone's going to come in, or I have taken this time to really create who I am and now I'm ready to let someone in. So, you know, change the empowerment you have around the need for relationship, because this relationship that's coming to you is coming to you because you're ready now, right? You're ready now and you've done everything you need to do. You're feeling great. You're feeling powerful. And you want an equal or greater, you know, contributor in terms of the evolution to stand with you. And so what I see when I look at you is I see you holding hands with someone through the holidays. That I do see. But they're saying the dating is the key here for you. And so I have to ask you a question. What are you doing right now to get in front of potential partners?
I go here and there, you know, but I've been going out a little bit more than usual.
Yeah.
I go to my daughter's cheer class, and so I go to places, like more family places, you know.
And so that makes sense, because that was what they were showing me, is like you're doing all these interesting things, but you're not doing the things around where you would actually want to meet people that you want to be interested in. You're just kind of like you've just started kind of stepping out and getting out in front of people, but you're kind of hanging out in the library, so to speak, but you don't want to be in the library because that's not where the person that you're interested in is going to be. you want to start going to different types of networking events. And for you, it feels like almost business type people that you want to connect with is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing you kind of at networking mixers. That's
I do care. I'm more of a, you're right. I like business people that have like that business sense of look. I don't know.
That's what it feels like. I don't see you like one of the club and jumping up and down. I see you standing like at a museum opening with people in suits and at a charity function. That type of thing is what I'm seeing. So that's the type of thing that you need to start looking at, whether it's, you know, doing a meetup or looking for mixers, like Chamber of Commerce mixers. Mm-hmm. That's where you need to go, because that's where you're gonna find this person. So the stuff that you've described that you're going to is fine, because you need to kind of get out there, because you weren't getting out there very much. And so now that you're getting out there, they're congratulating you for getting out there. But now you have to start getting out there so you can connect to the type of people that you want to be in front of. And
I did meet somebody, but I don't think he's the right one for me.
First name. What's their first name?
His name is Trey.
So you want to know if there's anything there with Trey. Well, it seems warm and fuzzy and interesting, but it doesn't seem like he's got everything that you want. It feels like I keep getting you have to compromise some of the things that you want to do. If you wanted to make this work, he is interested in getting married. He's looking for a relationship. Has he ever been married? Doesn't look like he's.
He was a long time ago.
A long, long, long time. Okay. So it's been a long time. He doesn't know how to really have a good relationship, so he would have to learn that process. So there's things about him that's going to make you kind of annoyed as you engage with him, because he's like a child in many ways. He's a little stubborn. But. Laughing, but he's fun and it's a good kind of transition relationship potential, but you're gonna be very impatient with him probably in about another month. It looks like, and that's not a bad thing. It's just kind of you need to connect with people. You need to date a little bit before you step into that relationship.
Him and I used to date. A while back.
He hasn't changed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's more, I feel like, but him and I always kept contact no matter what. Like,
he's
know,
a nice
he,
guy.
Always, yeah, he really is.
He's not a bum or anything like that that's going to hurt or anything. He's just a little stubborn, his evolution. Yeah, a little childish. His evolution is not where your evolution is in terms of just, you know, spiritual evolution and what you're looking for relationships. So it's not bad, but you can get mad at him all the time.
I feel like he's ready for a relationship. He's like, we tried it one time. Hey, I'm not asking you for a relationship. We're just friends, you know.
Just friends
we're
having
just
a good time. He's okay. So your question was, is he the one? And the answer I'm getting is, doesn't feel like he's the one right now in terms of the lifelong relationship you're looking for. You could you could connect with him, you can have some fun with him, but you need to kind of keep it in perspective. Just remember, you know, keep it in perspective.
Yeah, and I have another one that's interested in me, but I'm not interested in him at all.
If you're not interested, don't pursue it.
Don't have no interest in him. I mean, I feel like I'll go try it, but there's no chemistry anymore.
Yeah, if you're not interested, you don't have to feign interest. There's nothing wrong with not being interested in somebody who's interested in you, but you don't want to compromise what you're wanting to do in a relationship. So that's one of the reasons why it's important to know what you want. When I work with clients wanting a relationship, I specifically sit them down and say, as I sit to the first caller, write it all down. Write everything down you're looking for in a relationship from start to finish, from top to bottom, from soul to features to profession. and make sure that you are in, aligned with what it is that you in your soul want, and don't compromise. That doesn't mean be picky. So we all can't have Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman has one wife, so we can't all say, I want Hugh Jackman. I'm not saying be shallow. What I'm saying is, like, you know what it is that you want. Compromise. Eventually, you're going to wake up and look at this person, and you're going to be angry because you compromised. You don't want to compromise. Okay, so if that's not, it's okay to not love someone if they love you. It's a blessing to have somebody care for you, and you want to be in gratitude that they care for you. But if it's not working for you, it's not working for you, and it's okay that it's not working for you because that's not the one that you want. I'm not seeing that this is the one. That,
so then you think that by maybe by the end of this year?
If you get out there, yes. So you control that. Okay, so if you're going to just kind of sit back and wait for it to happen and go to the same types of things you were describing to me before, you may not, it's going to take longer to manifest it, but you have to get in front of the people you're looking for, the type of person you want, and that's those business type mixers. You know, take a time once or twice or a month or once or twice a week to find a reason to get in front of some sort of an event. At a business opening or a charity event at a museum, there's something that's going to get you in front of the types of people, and that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing business suits and auctions for charity. I see those types of things happening in the background, and you mingling with people, handing out business cards, and talking about their businesses and events and activities that they're. That's what I've seen. Does that make sense?
It does. Can you ask me one last question? This is something that I really, really would like to know. I'm interested in purchasing a home by beginning of next year. Do you see that possibility of me being able to purchase a home?
You know, that's another question, and you know, I definitely can see you pulling that together. But what I'll recommend, if you want to dig deeper, is that we connect. You know, I can. You know, sit down and spend some time with you. I don't want to, you know, discount kind of answer questions. I try to limit it to one question at a time.
Do you have the information?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. My website is attached to the radio program, but it's bellydancingmedium.com, and I offer a special, and just like yours, a special, perfect segue. For all of the callers here, I have what I call my soul system diagnostic. It is a 20-minute session for $45, and it's specifically designed to give you a specific work around a question, a specific situation, how to focus, get you the answer, work the energy, whatever we need to do to get you there. And it's an offering that I put together specifically for the radio program. So if you're interested, you head on over to the website, Belly Dancing. .com. It's also linked here on the radio program. I also invite you when you go there to like my Facebook page and join my mailing list. You'll be able to get all kinds of fun offerings and get posts when I'm putting readings and such. And I try at least once or twice a week to post a video reading for people to see so I can get your day started. But I will definitely tell you I do see positivity around the house purchase. I'm not you going too far into the year on that one. I think that you'll be able to manifest that pretty quick. You're about to open up a lot of doors here for the stuff that you're looking for. But if there's anything
I'm
I would
trying.
Love to spend... You are. No, don't say try, say are. I am. I am.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely. Those are my goals. So, I mean, I set myself a goal. So like, you know, I'm going to... This is what I want. This is what I'm going to
well,
get.
I would love to help you... get some focus if that's something that you would be interested in tapping into. There's a lot of offerings I have that can help you with that. But the most important one that I offer the radio listeners is the Soul System Diagnostic, which is 20 minutes, $45. You can sit down, dig deep, get to the answers you're looking for, and then send you forth by your house and find your Mr. Right and go sailing off into the sunset with your happy ending. Thank you so much for calling. I look forward to chatting
you.
With you. You're welcome. Take care.
Definitely.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. Very wonderful. people are in a manifestation phase, I find that a lot of frustration kind of comes because you want things to come quickly because you can feel it. It's like you're running a race and you see the finish line approaching you. You see the ribbon coming up to you. You feel the air changing. Everything feels different when you're just about to finish the race. I don't know if anybody's ever ran a marathon or anything, but you struggle through the whole thing and you get to the finish line. As you approach the finish line, everything feels different as you're approaching. And one of the anxiety as you approach the ending, because you are anxious and you are impatient and you're like, oh my God, I've got 500 yards left. When is this thing going to be over? And so calming your system down and having the faith that you can complete this race that you started is the hardest thing to do. It's the hardest thing to do. But my friends, it is something that we can do, and we can do it if we connect, trust, and have that faith. Angel, who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. A little tired, but other than that, I'm doing
well. Tired? Well, where are you? Where are you calling
from?
Oh,
I'm calling from New York, so it's...
Oh, my gosh. That's like midnight or something, right?
Why
you're tired, right?
Yep.
Well,
exactly.
Thank you for staying up with me. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Oh well, hello, New York. I love New York, by the way.
Well, it's a wonderful city.
It really is.
Yes.
It really is. What can I do for you this evening?
Okay. Well, I'm wondering about my career. So
okay.
I recently lost my job. I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing, though. I do feel that good things are coming up for me. However, I would just like to hear what you actually see, whether any of the two places where I have submitted my resume will actually amount to a job offer down the line, or if I will find something else.
Okay. Here we go. So you're looking at your career here, your job situation, and
yep.
No, you're absolutely right. It was for the better. You know, I'm getting that you're in a pause period so that you can take inventory of some things going on. And the mother energy comes around you, Mother Mary specifically. So you've got some nurturing energy coming to you to get you through this process. Is your mother with you? On the earth still?
My mother, yes.
Yes. So connect with her a little so that she can help. You definitely have a mother energy coming. So this is definitely, what is it? Is that a grandmother? You've definitely got a maternal ancestor that's standing with you right now that's kind of helping you through the process. It's love that you need right now, that you feel powerful. Because, yeah, you did cause this, and yeah, you did call for this. And yeah, you did need this because you needed a change. But when it happened, it like somebody took your ball away and your little away. I don't know if that makes.
Yeah. I definitely was looking for a change, and you know, funnily enough, the day before I was let go, I started working on my resume again. But you know, like I would have consciously preferred to line up another job before leaving the job that I ended up departing last month.
So
it was a bit of a surprise. I didn't think that they would have let me go at least at this point in time.
I'm seeing that you've got like three hooks in the water that you're fishing from. Looking for a place to go to your next place. So I see three opportunities presented to you. They're all really great opportunities that you, so you're going to have a selection, and they're going to be, there's some travel, not like traveling to Italy or anything like that, but driving around, traveling. With
driving around,
one of them.
Wow.
Meaning that they've got a couple of locations, I think. What I'm looking at. I just see you in a car moving from a couple of different areas, if you pick that, one opportunity, and that one looks like it's going to be something that you may like to do. But I do see three different opportunities. I do see the holidays coming, looking at Thanksgiving coming and you being employed by Thanksgiving. And that's what I ask. I usually ask 30, 60, 90, what's going on in the path of 30, 60, 90. And right now we got Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. And so this being the 18th, by the end of this month, you may still be in the final phases of making a decision, but by Thanksgiving, it looks like that's going to be closed for you. So absolutely, don't stop looking. Because three, I keep hearing three. So do you have three choices right now you're looking at, or was that two?
Two so far.
Okay, well, there's a third one coming.
Okay, great.
So there's a third one coming, so don't stop looking. And then make sure that you are focusing, it's updating the resume and do some energy work so you can be nice and empowered as you go through the process so that you can be powerful as you talk to these guys. Because you want to make sure that you are representing everything that you have, absolutely everything that you have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm just wondering if the coach who I met today, he's like an acting coach, but he also coaches people on public speaking. And I was thinking of setting up an appointment with him on Friday. He's in town from LA. And, you know, I went to a whole day's worth of motivational speeches, and he was one of the speakers. And so do you think it would be worth the investment of me doing a session with him?
It's always going to be worth it because your confidence is what it is that you need to build up right now. Because it's like this whole situation, like as I said earlier, it was what you needed, but it kind of brought you down a little bit. So you need to build your confidence
mm-hmm.
up. So if that's something that you can pull together, and it absolutely, you know, I'm not getting any kind of negative hit on that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Beautiful.
Oh, great.
Good luck to you. Don't forget to make your connections every day. Keep yourself grounded and centered, and you'll be able to pull this out without a lot of as much hassle as you think you have.
Okay. Oh, great.
All right. All right.
Thank you, Angel.
Thank you. You have a fantastic evening and good night.
All right. You Bye-bye. Too. Good night.
New York, New York. Staying up late listening to Blog Talk Radio. And I am Angel. I thank you all for coming online with me. The show is coming to an end in about 15 minutes. I have a few more callers to take. So I just wanted to take a moment for a brief commercial break to let you know that you can visit me here on the web at com, where you'll find my website with lots of information on it. I have my Soul Journey Shamanism link there that takes you through all manner of information about what it is that I do, but specifically in the areas that you need to focus on if you are really looking to shift and ignite your life. And what we've been talking about today or tonight is connecting to spirit. And connecting to spirit is where you make your transition and your transformation. Connecting to spirit is where you get the answers that you need, and connecting to spirit is where you stay in a positive and powerful space at all times. And my friends, in a time when we are shifting drama that you're seeing every day, it's important that we each have our power in hand and that we can handle anything that's been given to us, anything. We have not been put here to be diminished or to be defeated or to be distracted or to be brought down. We've been put here to be victorious and to be powerful and to be successful. We really have, and we have access to the tools to get us there. And each and every one of you can do the same thing. Access this information, bring you what it is that you need, whatever it is that you're asking. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I chatting with?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay.
What can I do for you?
You know, for several years now, I've been hearing, like, mixed messages about a ongoing situation that I feel deep down that it's coming to a resolution. It involves my family. And I just want to see what you're picking up concerning it.
I've talked to you before, haven't I? Have I talked to you before?
Yeah, I think I spoke to you about maybe a month ago.
Okay. I just recognize your voice there. So you want to know about a family situation, and is it coming to a resolution?
Yeah, there's been some communications, and I'm just trying, before I make a move, I'm really trying to get a feel of what to expect.
Okay.
Because I'm dealing with some very very clever people.
Okay. So you're being asked to do things. You're being asked to maintain that connection I was talking about, maintain your faith, prayer, and contemplation before you make any steps.
Yes.
So you've been given the approval to move forward, but every action before you take action, do your check-in to make sure you're kind of like screening it through a filter. That connection is your filter. Okay? Does that make sense?
The connection, so, you're saying?
Your connection to the divine in your prayer and your contemplation. Make sure that you do that process every single time, at every step when you're going to be making a move. Do not allow yourself to just make a step and make a decision without making those choices, without making that connection, without going into that contemplative state. Because you're absolutely right. There's everybody has an agenda, and you can't always trust the agenda. And you're standing here in integrity attempting to just move forward with something. You're just trying to move this forward. So you don't want to get kind of sidetracked. You don't want to get sideswiped by somebody's agenda. You just want to be able to just get this over with. So anytime somebody reaches their hand out to you to shake it, you stop before you do it and filter it through that process of prayer. Just in your mind, just go take a moment, take a deep breath, close your eyes, and connect, and you'll make sure that you will feel if it's right. And if it feels right, do it. If it doesn't, don't do it. Because you're giving the go-ahead. I'm getting everything is fine. Go for it. Make the move and move forward now. Now is the time. But you're not the only person engaged in this, and these other people shift back and forth all the time. And so sometimes, you know, they're in this space now, and then they're in another space, and now the energy is different. There's a little darkness there. And you don't want to move forward when they're playing their hidden agenda game, because you don't want to be pulled down into the drama that's gonna cause. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Exactly how I see it, and that's how I feel it. There's times where I feel like, okay, well maybe this will work, but I gotta. It's like I'm playing chess with people. And I don't even want to sit at the table and play anymore. I don't have time or room in my life for it. Emotionally, I definitely don't have it.
So
you know, and
so
when someone can't see you directly and they have to go through someone else, that's one of the reasons why I do believe there is a hidden agenda there. And I'm tired of losing.
Well, you're not going to lose this time. And you have to make sure that you make that connection. If you don't make that connection, if you don't make that connection just before, you'll miss the opportunity to catch something as it's just about to happen. Okay?
You said I missed the opportunity. What? You kind of went in and out.
You're going to miss the opportunity to catch something that just before it happens. So if they do go into one of their manipulation states, you'll miss it. So make sure that you do that connection. Make sure that that's important. Before you do anything, somebody calls you up and says, hey, we're going to meet over here and do this. Before you say yes, take that quick second to just feel intuition through this connection. And then if your intuition says, yeah, let's do it, then go for it. If there's hesitation, delay it. It's okay to delay it. It's okay.
Okay.
Okay, because they switch back and forth. And they switch back and forth because they've played games on you before, and so they think that they can play games on you again. So every once in a while, you're like, yeah, we're moving forward with this, but if I, you know, I might be able to play a game. Let me go ahead and see what that looks like. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what I have for you. That's what I have for you. And take your intent, write it down, and put it in your sacred place so that you can create a system of energy to support you. I'm just looking to see if there's anything else here. Like, you know, write it down, put it on your altar, your sacred space, and say, this is the outcome I'm looking for, so that you can get some support and engage with that every day and see what happens with that. But don't let them take the power away from you. Don't let them do anything to you that's going to stop your ability to be successful. Don't let them interfere with your ability to get what you're looking for out of this and everything else that you want in your life. But now is important. This is your time. It's time for you to be in a space where you're creating for yourself for the first time. Okay?
Okay.
Did that help?
Absolutely, it does help.
Good. So,
because I'm even kind of blown away how I'm being approached by them. It makes absolutely no sense. And, you know, and I feel like, I mean, how much more do you want from me? Especially if you don't bring anything to the equation, or you've been making problems for years now. Enough is enough.
Well, it's a good question. You can ask somebody, how much more do you want from me? And the answer is always simple. Everything I can get. Okay? So if you're going to offer up all of you, they're going to take it all. So
I haven't offered anything. What I've seen is a bunch of manipulative people. And when they hit the wall, they still want to turn around and come back for more. And I don't understand.
Right. And so they're just going to keep, it's like a con artist. Yeah. I'm looking to see what else I can see here. They're going to keep poking and poking and poking and trying to grift and con you and play a different game with you to see what they can get away with.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to remember that. And it's harder with your family because you want to trust your family, right? You want to believe your family is coming to you with integrity and that this is not, you know, a game or anything like that. That's what you want. So it's easy to understand why you feel the way you feel. But at the end of the day, it's okay. You know, the only thing that you have to do is to acknowledge that they're your family. So the work that you need to do is the work to clear your stuff. If you go to my website, you're going to see a link there.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about it, the page Soul Journey Shamanism. It tells you about the systems that you can check in with in your energy field and in your cords that you may be in, the connections that you may have attached to you in your Akashic records as well. The areas that you can work through to clear this stuff that's holding you in a space, because that's what there is to do, is to release it. The stuff that's blocking what we're doing, because you're so focused on this that you can't focus on all the other magnificent things that you could be creating in your life right now. It's like a big story distracting you from what it is you want to do. Like the clowns in the circus, they're distracting you and you're missing the big show in front of you. And so the first thing you need to do...
But they do remind me of clowns.
That's the clowns, the big circus clowns. And the clowns out there today are scary. So what you want to do is release the clowns from your energy by just going through and doing your work internally. By clearing your space. By clearing your system. By releasing the cords. The connections that you may have. Perhaps you have some lessons that you've had to work through with them because past life experience. There's all kinds of things that could be the reasons why this connection is the way it is. But it doesn't mean it has to stay that way. If you can work through the release process, you can work through the forgiveness process, get it out of there so that you don't feel anything anymore, so that you can just say no and it doesn't mean anything. People ask you for stuff all the time. People pick up the phone and call you all the time. Hey, I'm with so-and-so business. Do you want to come in and try my stuff? You're like, no, thank you. It's okay. You don't feel anything about it. So you can, they can come and run a game on you and say, hey, come do this. And you can say yes, you can say no. And if they make a face, they just make a face. It doesn't matter. If they behave a certain way because they're mad because you said no, they behave a certain way because they're mad you said no. It doesn't mean anything. But what is important is that you are able to complete your release, that you're able to walk away, that you can move forward with your life so you can do the stuff that you've been put here to do, because you've got stuff to do. You do. You have stuff to do. So this particular episode in your life needs to be closed, and that's where you need to focus your energy. So make that connection so that as they connect with you and start engaging with you on actions and meetings and negotiations, that you are in tune so that you know when it's in integrity and you know that it's like not dark and weird, and when it feels dark and weird, don't do it. That way you won't be another one of their games.
Okay? I have a brother that I want to move on, and he needs to vacate this premises and go, and he's asking for a letter. He won't talk to me directly. He's trying to get a cousin to get the letter for me. And it's not that I can't write the letter. I just don't understand why he think I would just turn over a letter for him to help him after he's created so much disharmony and trouble for me.
That's why you need to release something. That's the reason why you need to go through the release. Because at the end of the day, it's kind of like that story when the person's drowning and they're asking for God to help them. You know that story? Person's drowning, they ask for God to help. A boat goes by, they're like, no, God's going to help me. Okay, helicopter goes by, no, God's going to help me. And they drown. They go up to heaven and say, God, why didn't you help me? And God says, I tried to. I sent you a boat. I sent you a helicopter. So sometimes when we ask for something and we want something to happen, it doesn't come in the way we want it to come, but it comes. So one of the things you got to realize is you ask for the situation to resolve and for him to go away. So you have to get in that connection process that you can really see, is this the situation that's been brought to me to make this go away? And if the answer is yes, then you have to let go of all the stuff that's happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let go of it. Can't let go of the situation if you're going to hold on to the past one way or the other, right? That's something that you're definitely going to have to take a look at, you know, healing. I would love to help you if that's something that you're interested in. You can find me at thebellydancingmedium.com
mm-hmm.
because what you have is you just have to release this stuff, whether it's me or you find a way to do it yourself or you work with another practitioner, because you're holding on to it so tight that can't let it go. If you can't let it go, it's never going to go away.
Mm.
That's the hardest thing to do, is forgive somebody that's hurt you. It's so hard. But it's
especially
empowering.
Especially if they continue to try to hurt you. And
yeah.
I've been trying to understand for, like, it's going on almost 7 years now. Why is it that there's two individuals in my family that they're just hell-bent on trying to hurt me? And I stay out of their way. One of them I haven't even seen, and like I haven't had a conversation with this person in like several years.
Well,
and every time I turn around, they're trying to always sabotage something when it comes to me and my family.
Well, I'm gonna. The show is coming to an end. I'm
mm-hmm.
definitely gonna ask if you can. If nothing else, reach out and join my mailing list so that you can.
Okay.
Get some of the offerings, because one of the offerings that you get when you join the mailing list is a condensed version of my book that gives you a clearing exercise. And if you are interested, like the other caller, you know, hook into my website, sign up for the Soul Journey, the Soul System Diagnostics, a $45 session, 20 minutes, and it can help you clearing some things. Or maybe we can do a clearing together. I am doing a special. I didn't get a chance to talk about that. Midnight Flash special, 60 minutes. Session 40% off, so it's $120. We could do a full-on cord release. It's up to you and what you want to do, if that's something I can help you with, but you definitely need to look at what you can do to release this so that you can move forward, because it's like you can't move forward if you're holding on to it. And what I'm feeling is the hurt. I'm feeling the pain. I'm feeling the disappointment. I'm feeling all that stuff. And it's like a catch-22. I want to let it go, but I'm too busy looking at it. We've got to let it go. We've got to find a way to let it go so that you can move forward. And if that's something
and all
that...
All this information is on your site, right?
All this information. I got so much information on my site. My site has got support systems there for you to look at if you can do the work yourself. And you'll see that on my on the Soul Journey Shaman link, and then on my Work With Me link, you'll see the various ways you can work with me in terms of sessions. My sessions are on the first page. My Soul System Diagnostic session is on there, and then my Awaken the Soul program is on there as well. So there's all kinds of ways that you can work with me, but the flash sale you only get because you're on the mailing list or you follow my Facebook page. So if you go to the Facebook page, which is right there on the homepage, and like it, go on the Facebook page and you'll see the link to the flash sale if you want to take advantage of that. But I want you to know that everything is going to be okay. You just got to keep your faith nice and strong, and I'm hoping that you'll contact me. If you're interested, we can do some work together. But if nothing else, keep in touch so I can know what's going on. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. God bless you, and you take care. All righty, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, that is it for me this evening. I hope you all have a fantastic evening. It was wonderful to be back, feeling better, and being here with all of you. I'm looking forward to next week. And remember, connecting to spirit is your way to the answer, and it's love that you seek. God bless, and good night.